Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Yutes, and we will begin on Daf Yutes Amar Aleph at the fourth line. To quickly review what we discussed at length in the previous shiur, there's a four-way machloikus when a person who was a Nazir and became Tamei starts counting his Naziris again. There's no disagreement, there's no argument about what the process is. The process is, if a Nazir becomes Tamei, he forfeits the days he already counted. He has to go through the regular purification process, which involves on day number 3 and day number 7 to have the mixture of the Parah Aduma ashes and Mayim Chaim sprinkled upon him, and going to the mikveh on day number 7. On day number 7, he also takes a haircut. On day number 8, he has to bring 3 kabbonis, a kamchatas ha'if, an oilis ha'if, and a carbon osham, which is a keves, an animal, a ram. Now, as we learned in great length in the previous year, we have a machloikus, when does he begin counting his new naziris? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he begins counting his new naziris on day number 7. Rabbi holds, he starts counting his new naziris on day number 8, even if he didn't yet bring the kabbonis. As soon as day number 8, the way we explained the Gemara yesterday, it seems the morning of day number 8 begins, he starts counting his new naziris. The Chacham say, day number 8, and he had to bring the karban chatos. And Rav Shmuel Membroika says, he had to bring the karban chatos and the karban asham, and then he could start counting the new naziris. We also quoted at the end of yesterday's shiur that the machloikis of the Chachamim and Rishma ben Broika is around a pasuk. The pasuk says b'yoyim ahu, which clearly comes to exclude one of the kabbonis that a nazir who became tamei has to bring. That one of the kabbonis are not essential to his bringing, to his starting the new count. The Rabbanan said that it's coming to exclude the carbon. What about the carbon oil? So as we explained at the end of the shiur, the Rabbanan hold we don't need a pasuk to exclude the carbon oil, because the carbon oil is only a doiron ba'alma, it's only a gift. So there's never a havamina that bringing the carbon oil should be required before he could resume the count. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that the carbon oil is an essential carbon, and therefore we need a pasuk to exclude the carbon oil. And therefore, according to him, the carbon chatas and the carbon asham remain essential to be brought before he can resume his count. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lahoda Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? It says in the Braisa, Isha Shanadra Ben Nazir. If a woman declared that she's a Nazir, Benitma, she became Tamei. Vachkach, and after she, all of this happened, her husband became aware of what she did. Heifel Abala, her husband was made for the nether, released the nether. The halacha is mevi'a chatas oif, as the Rishonim explained, not only did she become tamei, but she actually designated the bird as a chatas oif, and then her husband released her, so she was really never a nazir, as we'll discuss at length in a moment. Then a mevi'a oil oif, but she doesn't have to bring the oil oif. Omer Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, Rav Shmolhi, this obviously represents the opinion of Yishmael. And the three pshatim, how to explain the Gemara. One way of explaining the Gemara is that since we need a limud, we need to learn that she doesn't have to bring the oil sa'if. Who considers the oil sa'if an essential carbon? Who considers the oil sa'if such an essential carbon that if we're going to say that you can resume the count without bringing the oil sa'if, you need a pasuk to teach you that? Rabbi Shmuel. So obviously, if we need a pasuk to exclude an oil saif, it's only going according to Rabbi Shmuel, who gives it so much credence. That's one pshat. Another pshat is somewhat just the opposite. We just described at the beginning of our shiur that according to the Rabbanan, an oil saif is only a doiron ba'alma. It's a gift. So now the question, if it's only a gift, why would the Torah tell us that she can't bring the oil saif? It's only a gift. If the Torah tells us that she can't, that she doesn't bring the oil saif, it must be because the oil saif isn't just a gift. And the Torah is telling us that this specific woman doesn't have to bring the Eilus Seif because her husband was made for the Neder, the Naziris. And then I saw a third pshat. Those two pshatim actually are in the Rishonim. Then I saw a third pshat, which Rameis Simcha Dar Sumeich says. He says his pshat, but his pshat is really based on another Machlokes Rishonim. As we said at the beginning of our shir, a Nazir who becomes Tameh has to bring three kabbonis, a Chatas, an Oila, and a Osham. The Brisa says the Chatas she'll have to bring. The Brisa says the Oila she won't have to bring. What is it then with Osham? The Brisa ignores the Osham. So it's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that she certainly doesn't have to bring the Osham. Why? Because they say the purpose of Nazir who became Tameh to bring a Karban Asham is the Karban Asham is what allows them, this person, to start a new Naziris. But this woman is not going to start a new Naziris. Her husband was made for her Naziris. So she's certainly not going to bring an Asham. Other Rishonim, however, say, no. The Braisa didn't mention Asham, but an Asham travels together with a Chatos. And if the Braisa says she's going to bring a Chatos, she's also going to bring an Asham. So obviously, according to those Rishonim, says Ramei Simcha, she has to bring the Chatos in Asham. Who is the Mandomer? Going back to what we said in our introductory remarks, that say that the Chatos and Asham are required in order for her to Nazir to be, that those are the essential kabbonis, Rabbi Shmuel. So if this price says that you have to bring Chatos and Asham, it clearly reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Ask the Gemara, Micah's, Amar of Chizda. Ask of Chizda, Micah Sover. What exactly does the Tan of this Brisa hold that says that she only has to bring the Chatas Oif, but doesn't have to bring the Oilus Oif? Ikasov Baal Me'aka Oker, that when a husband is Mefer, the Naziris of a wife, he completely is Oiker, it as if it was never in existence. He completely uproots it. So she was never a Nazir. So Chatas Oif Nami Loi Laisi. She shouldn't have to bring the Chatas Oif either. If, on the other hand, he considers Baal Megas Gaius, he only works in the future. He doesn't affect anything retroactively. So this woman was a Nazira. And this woman was a Nazira who became Tameh. And a Nazir becomes Tameh, has to bring all Kabbonis. Ikasava Baal Megas Gaius, Oilus Oif Nami Laisi. And again, the Rishonim, who says she doesn't have to bring the Chat, the Asham, have a Gaval de Garaya. The Gemara is only focusing about the Oil. What about the Asham? So they say, even if you'll hold Megas Gaius, Asham she'll never have to bring. Because the Asham is only to allow her to start a new Naziris, and she's certainly not starting a new Naziris. Says the Gemara, L'oilam kusava baal me'akakar. The husband uproots the Naziris as if it never existed. But if it never existed, so why does she even have to bring the Chatas Oif? Reshmol savla kribaleza kfar. This is the Gemara that teaches us the famous statement of Rebeleza kfar. The Tanya Rebeleza kfar by Rebbe Oimer. Ma tamalayim v'chipa alav mashachota ala nefesh. The Torah says that a Nazir has to bring a carbon chatas because he did an Aveira. So the question is, v'chibe eza nefesh chatazeh. What Aveira did a Nazir do? El shetzir atzmi min hayayin. That he didn't drink wine. The Torah allows us to drink wine and he didn't. And Rabbi Lezer says, kava choyma. Umazesh lo tzir atzmi el min hayayin. The only food that a Nazir has to stay away from are grape and wine products. Still, nikra chaytei. Hamitzatz, when the cold dover, if somebody really puts himself into a painful situation, fasting, etc., alachs kam v'kama. Ask the Gemara. And that's why she brings the Chatas Oif. So the Rishonim, almost all Rishonim are unanimous in explaining the Gemara this way. We have three factors working here. Number one, she already designated the bird as a Chatas Oif, as we said at the beginning of the shir. Number two, a chatas oif is the only carbon chatas that's brought on a suffix. That means if somebody did an aveira, and he's not sure if he did or he didn't do the aveira, if he would have done the aveira, he would bring chayiv a carbon chatas, but he doesn't know if he did or he didn't. The Torah says, bring an osham tali, don't bring a chatas. A chatas from an animal is not brought me a suffix. A chatas oif is an exception. It's brought me suffix. So since this woman, here we're dealing with a chatas oif. And number three, we have Rabbi Elazar Kfar's concept, that she did do somewhat of an Aveira by not drinking, abstaining from what she's allowed to drink and eat. When you combine all three of those factors, that's why the Chatas Oif she brings. However, the Tosfos points out, the halach is that if somebody brings a Chatas Oif, misafik, even though a chatas oif is normally eaten by the kohanim, the carbon chatas oif that's brought me safik is not. And therefore this woman who's bringing a chatas oif, and we're saying one of the factors we're allowing her to bring the chatas oif is because a chatas oif has brought me safik, nobody's going to be allowed to eat this chatas oif. So now, we have a very fundamental question that the Achronim discuss. The question of the Achronim is, at the end of the day, we're learning now that the Baal me'ekar ochr, that the husband completely uproots the Naziris. So when she drank the wine, or when she became Tamei, she didn't do anything wrong, it turns out. So why is she bringing the Karb Mechatis? So there's two approaches that I saw. The Sfas Emes seems to learn that that's exactly what the Torah is teaching us. A regular Karb Mechatis that a Nazir brings, she doesn't have to bring. This is a special exception to the rule. But the Brisker Rav takes a very interesting approach. He says, we're used to understanding that what does Me'ekar Ochr accomplish? There was never a Naziris in the world. He says, that is not 100% accurate. He says, what Me'ekar Ochr means is that all of the dinim of a Nazir, that a Nazir has to perform when he ends a Naziris or becomes Tameh, don't apply. But he says, that's the way I understand what the Brisker Rav is saying, he says, you can't make believe. You can't say that something that really existed never existed. Perhaps when a husband, when a Rav is Matir, that's what annulment means. But when a husband is Me'ekar Ochr, it can't be that she wasn't, never, she never was a Nazira. She was a Nazira. She did accept Naziris, and she did become Tameh. And when she became Tameh, she did an Aveira. And if a person does an Aveira, they have to bring a Kapara for that Aveira. Therefore, the Chatos, which represents a Kapara, she has to still bring. But ask the Gemara, where does the Torah tell us that you have to bring a Karma Chatos? By a Nazir who became Tameh. Where Rabbi Elazar Kfar's statement is that every Nazir is a Baal Aveira. Ask the Gemara, Vab Nazir Tameh Ksiv. The pasuk that the quote that Rabbi Elazar is saying is somebody is considered a Baal Aveira is by a Nazir Tameh. Va'nana fil Nazir Tor Kaminin. But we're saying that every Nazir, according to Rabbi Elazar, is a Baal Aveira. So the Mark Sover Rabbi Elazar Akfar Nazir Tor Nami Chaytu. He's also Baal Aveira. Va'natama, the Ksiv Nazir Tameh. Why does the Torah quote this by Nazir Tameh if it's applicable even to a Nazir Tor? Says the Gemara, Ho'ev Ashar Bechet. The Nazir Tameh compounded the Aveira. And I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim. What does it mean he compounded the Aveira? The simplest pshat is, as we learned many times, a Nazir who becomes Tameh has forfeits the day he counts, and he has to now start all over again after he purifies himself. So he's going to end up being a Nazir for a very long time. And the Rishash even adds, he may regret being a Nazir when he never bargained that's going to be such a long duration. That's why by him it's more of an Aveira. Other Mepharshim say he did a double Aveira. First of all, the Aveira was that he became a Nazir. That's an Aveira for every Nazir. The second Aveira is that he became Tameh. So he's much worse than the regular Nazir. However, I saw another Pshat in the Rishonim that takes an entire different approach. Nothing in life is perfect. That's the introductory to this Pshat. Nothing in life is perfect. There's a Gemara Masech to Shabbos. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. If somebody has a bad dream on Shabbos, the Halach is, he has to fast. Those who are Makban on Atanas Chaloyim. But now we have a problem. You're supposed to eat on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, he has to be Mesiv Tainis L'Tanisoy. He has to now fast to make up or to have a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Say to Rishonim, I think it's Tosfos, that every Nazir is that type of person. Nazir has in himself tremendous benefits. He separates himself, but also has tzir atzmi minayayin. That's what Rabbi Elazar is trying to teach us. There's this difficult balance, this difficult tension. The Mefarshim, the Taurus Chaim, also says an interesting pshat. He says, "Why does the pasuk that we learned that a Nazir is Baal Aveira, says the chipa lo mishachot ala nefesh. The key word here is nefesh. What's the Torah teaching us? So he says, if a person abstains from drinking wine, for the guf, for the gashmias, there's nothing wrong with that. actually it's probably a very commendable thing to avoid alcoholic beverages. Where is the problem? The nefesh, the neshama. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world to help our nefesh, to help our neshamas serve him. And he abstained from something which could have helped him perhaps be an Oyver Hashem. Another pshat that I saw, the Chassidus Sfarim say interesting mashal, interesting parable. They say as follows. They say, if somebody comes to his parents' house, every parent could relate to this, or somebody has little children, and they want the children to eat, and the children don't want to eat, so who's upset? Usually the parents are more upset than the children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an abundance. He gave us so much to enjoy. If we don't take advantage of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, you mitzara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you mitzara our parent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also, this Gemara, that Rabbi Elazar Kfar says we're not allowed to be mitzara atzmoi, is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's opinion, which is the halacha, that one is not allowed to be choyvel batzmoi, one is not allowed to wound himself. If you're not allowed to drink wine, if abstaining from wine is considered a tzar, certainly causing oneself bodily injury is considered tzar, which is prohibited. And I saw two interesting tshuvas along this subject. One is a tshuva I saw from Rav Avadya Yosef. If you're not allowed to be mitzar yourself, how could a person have plastic surgery? So he says two reasons. First of all, he says, since typically it's done under anesthesia, so nobody really feels the pain. And the benefit far outweighs the pain of going through the surgery, especially if you're under anesthesia. So you have to look at the big picture, and that's why it's not considered tzar. But then I saw a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, where he was asked that if a person is not allowed to be mitzar himself, the halacha allows, it's not the subject that we're going to go into now, for a person to donate an organ to someone who needs an organ. You're allowed to donate a kidney, for example. Certainly going through the surgery of donating a kidney is a tzar. And here we're learning, Rabbi Elazar says, it's an issa d'oraisa to be mitzar yourself. So how could anyone ever donate an organ? So Shlomo Zalman says that this heter is included in the heter of pikuach nefesh, that we know that the Torah teaches us that pikuach nefesh overrides everything besides the gimel averis chamuris, and it certainly also overrides the isser of wounding oneself. So we learned in the Mishnah, yotzev and nichnas, if somebody, as we learned in the Mishnah, accepted upon himself naziris when he was in a cemetery. So the halacha is that after he leaves the cemetery, he has to go through the purification process of the 7 days, and then on the seventh day, he becomes a nazir again. And the Mishnah says, yotzev and nichnas, if he left the cemetery, and then he goes in, oyloi min haminyan. Ask the Gemara, ketani oyloi min haminyan. From the Mishnah, it's mashma that as soon as he leaves the cemetery, he's no longer, he's already a nazir. Ask the Gemara, v'shem d'yotza chalolay naziris, just leaving the cemetery doesn't make him a nazir. He has to go through the 7 day purification process. Amishmul, kigayin sh'yotza v'hizah v'shana v'tavol. The way to understand the Mishnah is that he leaves the cemetery, has hazah on day number 3, then has hazah again on day number 7, then goes to the mikvah, and then he begins the tefillah. Says the Gemara, the next question, says the Gemara. The Mishnah says the nichnas. If he went into the cemetery again on day 7, who the oil in a minion? So it's mashma in the Mishnah. Loy nichnas. Had he not entered into the cemetery again on day number 7, ain't oil in a minion. So ask the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. If anything, entering into the cemetery again, as we learned in the Mishnah, causes problems because he became a nazir and was right away matam himself. So why does the Mishnah say that he has to go back into the cemetery? Answers the Gemara, loy mibayi kama. The way to understand the Mishnah is like this. Loy mibayi yotza. Certainly if a person was in this situation, that he accepted upon himself naziris in a cemetery, leaves the cemetery, is matar himself, and then he begins a proper naziris, great. Ella filo nichnas, but I would think, if day 7 came, and then he became a nazir on day 7 because he had the second paraduma sprinkling and went to the mikvah. And then later in the day, he went into the cemetery again. Oil and a minion, still that day is considered day number one of a Naziris that he became Tamayon. So what's the Chiddush? So Taisha says, because look at this day. The beginning of the day, he was Tamei, because he still hadn't had the Paraduma and the Mitzvah. The end of the day, he's Tamei, because he went into the cemetery. Only the middle of the day was he Tar. So I would think the Gemara and the Mishnah are teaching us that if a person started the day Tamei and ended the day Tamei, it should bechlal not be considered a day of Tahara. Teaches us the Gemara, the Mishnah, that that doesn't make a difference. As long as there was a point during the day when he was Tar and began his Naziris, he's considered a Nazir Shenitma. Amrlei Rav Kahana Rav Asi L'Rav. So Rav Kahana Rav Asi had originally asked what pshat in the Mishnah to Rav, and they never told him. Or we don't find that Rav explained it to them. It was Shmuel that explained to them pshat in the Mishnah. So they commented to Rav, "My tamalayim fashalon kahalei miller. Why didn't you give us such a wonderful pshat in the Mishnah?" Amla mino demaloy tzricha. Said, "You know why I never bothered teaching you pshat in the Mishnah? I figured that you could understand it yourself, and you didn't need me to teach it." And the Keren Ayur says a nice pshat. He says the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says regarding Rav Kahana Rav Asi, Rav Kahana Rav Asi told Rav, halachas dinim rules, we need you to teach us. Because otherwise we don't know. Svara, we don't need you to teach us. Once we know the halacha from you, we'll be able to figure out the reasoning, the logic. So Rav said, you gave me instructions never to teach you svara. So I didn't tell you svara of the Mishnah. I didn't think you needed it. I followed your instructions. Continues the Gemara. Rav Elazar Aymer, loy bay b'yoyim. Rav Elazar teaches us that if a Nazir becomes Tomei on the first day of his Naziris, that's not considered the case of a Nazir Shenitma that goes through the entire process that we discussed earlier. Shenemar, as the Mishnah Pasuk says, Vayomer Rishonim Yiplu. Actually, Yomer Rishonim, we have to have at least a plurality of days. That means we have to have at least 2 days. If we don't have 2 days, Rav Elazar says the dinim of a Nazir Shenitma don't apply. Says Ula, qualifies what Rav Elazar says. Amar Ula loy amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar only said this din el b'tamei shenazir in the unique and special situation that our Mishnah described, where a person accepted upon himself the naziris in the cemetery. Then he became tar, and then he becomes tamei, and then he becomes a nazir. There, Rav Elazar says if he becomes tamei in day one, the dinim of tamei shenazir don't apply. It only applies if he came tamei in day two or later. Avim nazir tashnitma, even if it's a regular situation, a person was a nazir, accepted upon himself naziris, and then he becomes tamei. There, Rav Elazar will agree, afilu yaymech tzaiser, even on day one, if he becomes tamei, the dinim of a nazir shenitma apply. Amar Rav, my tamid Rav Elazar, says Rav, why? Amar karaki timei nizrei. Only mishum de tumei nazir. Only in the case where he became a nazir when he was tamei does Rav Elazar make his statement. Otherwise, he doesn't. Ask the Gemara, Esvei Abaya. So Abaya asks, it says in a Braisa, Hareni Nazir Mei Yoyim, if somebody accepts himself a term of Naziris 100 days, V'nitma B'tchilis Meya, if it becomes Tamei in day number one, Yochel Yei Soyser, I would think that it has a din, that like a Nazir becomes Tamei, and he loses all the days that he already counted, Tamaloyma Yom HaRishonim Yiplu. Achi Heila Yom HaRishonim. He has to have at least 2 days, in order for the dinim of a nazir shenitma to apply. So before the Zayin Loi, this one only had 1 day. So before we go further in the Braisa, we already have the question on Ula. Here we're referring to a regular situation of Naziris, and still the Braisa is teaching us, the Rav Elazar says we have to wait for at least day two. The Zayin Loi Rishonim. How about nitma b'saif meya? If somebody accepted upon himself a term of Naziris of 100 days, yochel yei soyser, tamaloymer, that if he becomes Tamei on day 100, he forfeits. Tamalayim v'ayom ha-rishonim yiplu. Mechlal, dik achroinim, he only has the din that he forfeits the Naziris if he becomes Tamei, if there are at least 2 days left to the Naziris. V'zeh ein loy ein achroinim. This one doesn't have more than 2 days left, because it's already the last day of the term. Nitma v'yoy me'echos achas. However, if it becomes Tamei on day 99, so there are 2 days left, I would still think it should, the din that he forfeits all his Naziris shouldn't take effect. Tamaloymer, the Yomer Rishonim Yiplu, since it's day 99 and there are 2 days left, Miklal Dika Achroinim, this person has 2 days left, and he certainly already performed the zeros for more than 2 days. He actually performed the zeros for 99 days. V'zeh Yeshloi Rishonim Achroinim. This one had 2 days at least at the beginning, and he has 2 days left. So there are two questions that the Rishonim ask. He probably has more than two questions. We're going to speak out two questions. Why does the Brice have to tell us that if he comes Tomei on day 99, that he has more than 2 days left? Everybody could count that 99 and 100 are 2 days. Why does the Brice have to teach it to us? So Rishonim answer. We learned many times in this parak the concept of Mixas HaYom Kekulai. So maybe we should consider day 100 not really a day, because he doesn't really have to perform the whole day. As soon as the morning comes and he brings the karbanos, Reb Masna says we say Mixas HaYom Kekulai. So maybe for it to be considered that he has at least 2 days left, it has to be day 98. Says the Braisa that even though we're going to apply the concept of Mixas HaYom Kekulai, that doesn't mean that day 100 isn't the day of his Naziris, and therefore on day 99, it's considered like he had 2 days left. But then there's another question that the Rishonim discuss. We learned when we discussed earlier the opinion of Elazar. Reb Elazar says, the Pasuk says, Zois Tyrus HaNazir B'yoy Melois, that if a Nazir becomes Tamei on the last day of his term, there's a special Gzeiros HaKasif that he only has to keep 30 days of Naziris. As I remember describing this, there's an interesting situation. If a person took on a 100-day term, if he would become Tamei in day 99, Reb Elazar says, he forfeits all 99 days he kept, and he has to start after he purifies himself, counting a new 100 days. If on the other hand he became Tamei on day 100, he'd only have to keep 30 days. So why do I need a pasuk to teach you? What is this price of teaching me? That if there's not 2 days left at least, they're different dinim, we already have the pasuk of Zois Tyrus HaNazir B'yoy Melois. So Tosfos answers that if I only had the pasuk of Zois Tyrus HaNazir B'yoy Melois, I would think that what is considered the Yoy Melois? Day 101. Because that's the day that he brings the kabbanis. And the Torah is teaching us that if he becomes Tamei on day 101, before he brings the kabbanis, then he only forfeits 30 days. But if he becomes Tamei on day 100, perhaps he forfeits all 100 days. Teaches us the Gemara that there's a difference, according to Reb Elazar, between day 99 and day 100. But getting back to our subject, for the Tamei Shenotzel Matzus Amrit, we can't say that this Braisa is referring to a situation of a person who accepted upon himself Naziris when he was in the cemetery. Why? Because how did the Braisa begin? Midatani Areni Nozameya. The Braisa refers to a regular situation where a person accepted upon himself a Naziris. And yet the Braisa says, V'nitma B'tchilas Meya, that if he becomes Tamei at the beginning, according to Reb Elazar Daloch is, the Tani Achiei Lo Yom Rishonim, he has to have at least 2 days to be Tamei, to Yufta. So this, what Ula said, that Reb Elazar's opinion is limited to the situation of Tamei Shenazir, has been refuted, and Reb Elazar's opinion applies both by Tamei Shenazir and both by Nazir Shenitma. The Dera Halacha is that unless he's Tamei for 2 days, the Halachas of a Nazir Shenitma don't apply. It's interesting to note that the Rambam paskens like Reb Elazar, that if a person has to be Tamei, he has to become Tamei at least on day 2 for the halachas of Tumah to apply. But there are two questions that the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, the Lech Mishnah. One question is, why is the Rambam passing like Reb Elazar, not like the Chachamim? Another question is, if the Rambam, for whatever reason, holds like Reb Elazar, then why doesn't he agree with Reb Elazar at the end of the Naziris that we just learned in the Braisa, that for the halachas to apply, he has to become Tamei when there are at least 2 days left? And if he becomes Tamei in the last day, the halachas don't apply. There he doesn't agree with Reb Elazar. If you're following Reb Elazar's opinion, follow it all the way. So the Lech Mishnah says two terutzim. One terutz is, since we see that our Gemara is spending so much time on analyzing this opinion of Reb Elazar about the beginning of the Naziris, that was the reason the Rambam believed that we should follow the opinion of Reb Elazar regarding this thing. Another terutz that the Lech Mishnah says is, although there's a machloikis to Chacham and Reb Elazar, if we learn our Gemara, we could think that there's machlokes in three times. By Tamei Shenazir, that you have to wait for at least day 2. For Nazir Shenitma, you have to wait for at least day 2. And at the end of the Naziris, if he comes Tamei in the last day, he doesn't have a din of a Nazir Shenitma. Says the Lech Mishnah, there's really only two machlokes in. By Tomei Shenazir, they disagree. It's our Mishnah. By a Nazir that comes Tomei on the last day, also we had a Mishnah that disagree. But a regular Nazir that becomes Tomei on day one, says the Lech Mishnah, we don't have any Gemara that the Chachamim are disagreeing with Reb Elazar. And the Rambam learned that there is no machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Elazar and a regular Nazir Shenitma if he becomes Tomei on day number one. And therefore, the Rambam paskins there like Reb Elazar because he holds there's really no machlokes. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rapapa Labaya. Halein Yom de Ka'amrin. We're saying, according to Reb Elazar, that he has to be at least 2 days of a Nazir in order to be considered a Nazir Shenitma. How do we reckon those 2 days? The Nafik Chad or Masculine train doesn't mean that day one is over and day two began, and that Rebbe Elazar will agree that if he becomes Tomei on day two, he's considered a Nazir Shenitmar. Or Dilma, the Nafkin train or Masculine Tvasa. Or maybe it has to be a situation where he becomes Tomei on day three. So Rishonim ask, Rebbe Elazar says you have to have a plurality of days. A plurality means two. Why would I think you need to wait for day three? So Tosfos explains. We've learned many times, a person doesn't have to become a Nazir in the middle of the day. A person could be, at the beginning of the day, a person could become a Nazir any time during the day. So let's say today is day one, and the person only became a Nazir late in the afternoon. So today is day one. Tomorrow morning, or tonight, is already day two. The person was hardly a Nazir. He didn't even have 24 hours pass. Maybe Rebbe Elazar will say that you need at least 24 hours to pass for the halachas to be relevant, and you won't have that until day three. Or is day two, no matter how few hours passed in his Naziris? Amalei, lo have a biyadei. He didn't know the answer. Asher shayla l'Rava, he went and asked this question to Rava. Amalei yipluksiv. The Torah says the word yiplu to teach us as soon as it's day two. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi, the Mefarish, actually says that you wait for day three, but we're going to learn the Gemara like Tosfos. Says the Gemara, "V'itzruch lemichta yamim, v'itzruch lemichta yiplu." The Torah had to have both psukim. Dikas rachmana yamim, v'loy kasav yiplu. Had the Torah only said the word yamim and not yiplu, had the avamina, I would think, as the Gemara thought in the havamina, add the nafkim train, v'ayle tlasin. Only after 2 days pass, only on day three does Rebbe Elazar say the halachas of a nazir shenitma could come into effect. Kas rachmana yiplu. Yiplu means 2 days. How could you think yiplu, which means lashon rabim, means one? So Rishonim say yiplu means not to one specific nazir. All of the nazirim in the world, if yiplu, if they become tamei, that then applies. That's why kos rachmana yamim, that the pasuk is being very specific according to Rebbe Elazar, and has to be at least day two for the nazir to have the halacha of a nazir shenitma. Says the Mishnah, mi shenazir nazir is habay. Somebody was in Chutz Laretz and accepted upon himself many Nazirisim. Ve'eshtemes Nazirosai. And then he completes his terms. Vachach Bo Laretz. And like Taisa says, it's not Vachach Bo Laretz. It happens to be that he came to Yisrael. Taisa says, every Nazir that completes his Naziris must eventually end up in Yisrael. Explains the Briskerov. Because as we've learned many times, even though if I'm obligated to bring a carbon, I could send the carbon with a shliach. A nazir doesn't have that option. A nazir has to actively participate in the bringing of his kabbonis, so he's actually going to have to end up being an Eretz Yisrael. And as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, they were goyzer tumah. Chazal said that all of Eretz Amim, all the lands of Eretz Yisrael are tamei. So this person accepted the naziris, the tumah. Therefore, Beishamai Amrim, Beishamai say as a punishment, nazir shloshim yoyim. When he comes to Tzisrael, he has to perform 30 days of Naziris. Beis Hillel, this is one of the situations where Beis Hillel are more machmed than Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim Nazir B'tchila. He has to go back to the beginning of the count. And if he counts, no matter how long the Naziris is, he starts from scratch. The Rishonim debate the following Shaila. According to Beis Shammai, that he has to hold 30 days, what will be the din if somebody accepted upon himself 100-day Naziris? The first 70 days, he was in Chutz Laretz. And by day 70, he arrives in Eretz Yisrael. So he has 30 days left that he has to keep anyway. To those 30 days serve a dual purpose, both be the 30 days that he has to keep in Eretz Yisrael and also be the completion of his term, or as Rebbe Shammai mean to say, that he has to keep an extra 30 days as a knas. Machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim also asked another question. This is a concept that we have many times in Shas. We have here a situation where the person comes to Eretz Yisrael, he was a Nazir, who completed his Naziris, and he ordered to come to Eretz Yisrael, the first day he comes, he should bring his Kabbonis. Baal Ta'achu, we spent a lot of time in Masechta Nedarim, learning that you're not supposed to delay fulfilling an obligation. Here, he has to, according to Beis Hillel, start all over again, only then bring the carbon. How can we allow that? So Rishonim say that throughout Shas we have a rule that the Chachomim, the Chazal, have a right to make Zeir B'Sheva Taisa if you're not actively doing something wrong, only passively. And here it's a situation of passive not doing the right thing, and that's why Chazal have the right to make this Zeir. Says the Gemara, Maisa B'Hinli Amalka. There's a story of Hinli Amalka. I saw two Pshatim who exactly Hinli was. One Pshat is that she was from the family of the Chashmonaim. Another Pshat is that she was actually a Ger. Her family was a family of Gerim that were Megayed themselves and ultimately became the leaders. Shaholach b'nola mechama, her son went to mechama, and she said, V'amri miyova b'nim and mechama b'sholom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that my son returns in peace, Ehei nazir shevashonim, I'll be a nazir for 7 years. Ubob b'nom and mechama, and Baruch Hashem, the son returned safely, V'ayis nazir shevashonim, she accepted, she followed what she had declared. Saif shevashonim, osla arts, then at the end of 7 years, she comes to Eretz Yisrael, so Beis Hillel told her, Shitei Nazir Oit Shev Shonim, so now she has to start again. Another 7 years. Oit Shev Shonim Racheris. Besoiv Shev Shonim, at the end of those 7 years, Nitmus, the last day, and we follow the opinion of Chachamim, that even if you come Tomei in the last day, you forfeit and you have to start from scratch. V'nitmus as Nazira Esr V'Achr Shonim. She ended up being a Nazira for 21 straight years. On Rabbi Yehuda, Lahayis Nazir El Arbas Hashana, she was only in Nazir for 14 years. The Gemara will explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It's interesting to note, there are three opinions that the Rambam discusses based on this Mishnah. One, the Rambam says, is that if somebody accepts upon himself a Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, he should immediately go to Eretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah refers to a situation that he waited, and what happens when he gets there. But the Rambam says, since Eretz Amim is Tamei, and a Nazir is supposed to avoid Tumah, he should go to Eretz Yisrael immediately. That's one opinion of the Rambam. Another opinion of the Rambam is that a person could be a Nazir nowadays also, in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that there is no Naziris Bizman Hazeh. And a third opinion of the Rambam is that since we're learning that there's a tumah of Eretz Ha'amim, so a Kohen, says the Rambam, should not go to Chutz La'aretz. Our Mishnah is teaching us that Eretz Ha'amim is considered Tamei. The Miches Chinuch says there's a difference between a Nazir and a Kohen. A Nazir, even according to the Rambam, nobody forced anyone to be a Nazir. A person on his own volunteered to be a Nazir. So if somebody's in Chutz La'aretz and he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, so the Rambam says you shouldn't remain in Chutz La'aretz. Immediately travel to Eretz Yisrael. But a Kohen, nobody forced me to be a Kohen. Nobody volunteered to be a Kohen. You're born a Kohen. So if a Kohen was born in Chutz La'aretz, says the Miches Chinuch, the Rambam will agree that he's not obligated to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, says the Miches Chinuch, is only referring to a Kohen who was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam holds, says the Miches Chinuch, that a Kohen in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz because there's a Tumah in Eretz Amim. So the Mepaiskim all ask, so how do Kohanim travel nowadays out of Eretz Yisrael? So I saw three answers to that question. One answer to the question is that Eretz Yisrael nowadays is really all Tumah also. We don't really know where there are Kfarim in Eretz Yisrael. As we see in the archaeological digs, they're constantly finding kfarim all over Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael also has the Tumah of Eretz Amim, because we don't know which is the Tar place in Eretz Yisrael and which is the Tameh place in Eretz Yisrael. Another Pshat Rikivega says, is when is the Rambam saying that a Kohen shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael? Is in a situation where we have the Parah Adumah mixture. So if a Kohen were Chas V'Shom to become Tameh, he could be Matar himself and remain in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, we anyway don't have the Parah Adumah mixture, so staying in Eretz Yisrael, the Kohen is anyway Tameh, so, and Chutz La'aretz is Tameh, so he could go to Chutz La'aretz. And a third shot that I saw in the Paiskim is that since nowadays the Kohanim, the yichus of the kahanim is not 100% certain. All kahanim are really only suffer kahanim. There's no kind that could say with pure certainty that he's a kayin. That's why we could be a little more lenient. One more observation. Our Mishnah referred to Hilni Hamalka, who accepted upon herself this naziris in order that her son should come home safely from battle, and she ended up being a nazir for 21 years. So Mefarshim asked, obviously being a nazir for 21 years is very, very difficult. Why wasn't she just shoyel? Why didn't she just have the naziris, which is a form of a nether, annulled? So here we have a raya, and I remember discussing this at the beginning of Masechta the Dorim, that a nether that was made based sorrow, a person who takes on a nether because he was in a difficult situation, you should never have that nether annulled. She undertook this nether as safety for her son, so she never had the nether annulled, even though it meant her being in zero for 21 years. Yeah, right.